This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Ever suspect they call you a, quote, manager so they don't have to pay overtime? Right now, managers paid more than $23,660 a year under federal rules are exempt employees, meaning overtime work is typically not compensated. Consider it your personal donation to the company. Today, a House committee looks at raising that ceiling so that people earning $52,000 a year would be eligible for time and a half. Interesting, right? Gigi Duban reports.
The new rules would affect certain salaried workers who put in long hours with no overtime. Aaron Dubay teaches economics at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. He says, take a shift supervisor at McDonald's.
Now, she is hardly someone we think of as an executive employee, but the law does not require McDonald's to pay her overtime even if she works 50 hours a week.
Dubay says what seems like a huge jump in the overtime threshold simply brings things up to 1975 standards when you adjust for inflation. The effect?
We're talking about as many as 10 million workers getting a raise.
A National Retail Federation report says the change could cost businesses $5 billion a year. But Stephen Trejo, an economics professor at the University of Texas at Austin, says employers will make adjustments, like cutting straight time pay.
Then there's not going to be pressure on firms to raise their wages.
He says workers might be better off in the short term, but it might just even out in the long term. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.